3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes. I want to talk about this challenge. It is called the Devious Lick Challenge. I have to address this especially because people don't learn from this. This generation is messed up and insane that they don't know how to stay out of trouble. If people learned that being obsessed with the likes and views can get them into trouble, then they will not be involved in some fuck shit, into the foolishness. With the Devious Lick Challenge, people are vandalizing and destroying school property. People are also stealing stuff from school property. People could steal anything that is permanently attached to the school bathrooms. That includes the soap dispensers and the paper towels. That includes other things. This is the prime example why people do not learn from stupidity. Unfortunately, some people do not learn from stupidity, and that is the sad part. Of course, TikTok shut down the challenge and removed a lot of videos involving the Devious Lick Challenge. So of course, people are arrested for destroying school property. That includes stealing school property as well. This is insulting because we have people who work as the school staffs and take care of these school buildings and make sure that they're clean and well maintained. There are students who are bold enough to steal a sink and rip a toilet apart from the school bathrooms. These students are scared to get caught for posting things on TikTok. You are busting yourself, and I'm sure the school districts are watching you. It's not wrong. It's not wrong that the school districts are watching you destroy, steal, and vandalize the school bathrooms. People can't use these bathrooms because people are following these antics. That is why these bathrooms are closed in the schools. And I blame these kids. At least I graduated from high school 5 years ago, and I'm glad that I did, so I don't have to deal with people's nonsense. I know that social media has been around for more than 11 years. I know that social media has its ups and downs when people are involved in some foolishness, so they go viral, and that's what they want to accomplish. However, it failed. That backfired. That is part of their long-term goals, and it's because these people do not have real goals. In the long term, don't have goals for their future. Unfortunately, not only these kids are getting arrested for vandalism, but they are also going to pay hefty fines for the Devious Lick Challenge. That is going to be a major burden for these students. If they're going to pay the hefty fines, then it's going to be hard for them to find a job because no job is going to hire these students. I'm very sure that these jobs that the students are applying to are watching it play out. They are aware of these TikTok challenges that get these students in trouble. No job respects a thief. That is why it will be hard for these students to get a job. I'm sure that the fine will cost these students hundreds of thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, if the school district has to pay for them, then these students are a liability. These students deserve to get expelled. They should not be suspended. That's not a good enough punishment. I find that expelling these students is the best solution. That includes arresting them as well. Because again, these students were bold enough to follow a trend and cause damage inside the school property. And I don't know if apologizing is the right solution to what they did. It's hard for people to get jobs where people are involved in a crime. The jobs the students are applying to are going to look up their personal information and find out that they were on the news. Not only it's embarrassing, it's humiliating. There are several reports that students are getting arrested for vandalism because of the Devious Lick Challenge. At the end of the day, these students deserve to go to jail, and I don't care what no one says. The school district had the right to press charges against the students. They should have expelled these students, and that is the appropriate punishment. I highly believe that people are going to go back to virtual learning because people are destroying the school buildings for the views, likes, and follows. Maybe that's what a lot of these school districts are realizing. I hope that they are.
This sucks for students who are on the right side of life when they want to accomplish things and make realistic goals for their future. As long as they are not thinking about social media clout, as long as they are not thinking about the expressway for social media clout. Unfortunately, these students don't think before they follow a TikTok trend and follow it. There are a lot of TikTok challenges that were very negative and they were very dangerous. They are influenced by social media. While they are too influenced by a horrible TikTok trend, when the result turns bad and these people end up in trouble. That is my opinion for this episode. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.